Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to William Heath.
Speaking.
William, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of my call is to ask you a few questions concerning the pollen station or nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41?
No, it's 25. 25.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Cement mason, marble mason, stone mason, tile, marble finisher, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration?
Bricklayer and stone mason.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
No, I just a regular mason, you know, working late, bricklayer. That's all.
Bricklayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Till the end of December, then I'm done. I'm retiring.
Well, congratulations. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No, I never had any problem.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
No, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Yes.
About the same?
Yeah, about the same.
Okay. What about union construction projects? Do you get the sense that there's fewer, more?
No, just the same.
The same? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, I don't think there is. I think the people are not going into the trades at all.
Okay,
Mason trades.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the last past 12 months, were there a steward appointed by the union at any of them?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through a state or local government, or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less?
I think there will be probably less, I think, because no one's getting into the trade.
Okay. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
About the same, I think.
About the same. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problem, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had any real safety concerns?
No, I had no safety concerns. We're very safety oriented on the job.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay, thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources to the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, print or online newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming. Which
Fox
one do you
News.
Use? Okay. Okay. A second, do you use the internet and social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news
programming? No, I don't use any of that.
If you had to choose randomly, which one would you choose? The internet or social media, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, radio?
Probably, say that again one more time.
The internet or social media?
Yeah, usually internet. Usually internet.
Okay. What about friends and neighbors or the radio?
No.
No? Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, the environment, or something else?
Healthcare.
Okay. Healthcare. Okay. As you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I believe the Republican Party.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support most on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM and Ford?
I decide with the United Auto Workers.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job
he's fucked up this country.
Okay, so you strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Okay. What about his support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
What, the labor union?
Yeah, his support. The support he has provided so far for labor unions.
I've worked with, you know, Republicans and I've worked for Democrats. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've always worked, so I've got no problems.
Okay. What about health care? Do you approve or disapprove?
Well, with health care?
Yeah, health care.
I approve with health care. Why? I'm in the union. My union. Yeah.
Okay. What about immigration?
Hold on a second. I'm losing you. Go ahead.
What about immigration?
I'm losing you. What?
You hear me now?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was asking you about the immigration. What do you think about the job he has done so far with immigration?
No comment on that.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
No comment on that.
What about the economy?
Hold on. Bad on the economy.
Okay, strongly disapprove. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Say that again.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
No comment on that.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president?
Hey, I'm sorry, I got another phone call coming in, okay? I'm sorry.
We almost done. We're 20% away from finishing.
I'm sorry, dude.
Okay, no problem.